Andrews McMeel Publishing presents Prince Neptune, Poetry and Prose by Cody R. Simpson, performed by the author.
I am weighed on by an immense burning desire for something that I know exists but have not yet found. This is for Rimbaud, for Baudelaire, for Kerouac, for Ginsberg, for Whitman, for Thoreau, for Dylan, for Morrison, for Atticus, for Poindexter, for my father. In this hour before dawn, kitchen lights and houses speckled around the harbor are starting to twinkle like stars. Boats sway softly anchored, undulating in the currents beneath the death-black silk cloak of the sea, while the soft bed of morning slowly rises like dough in the heat of the new Australian sun. The jeweled dawn passes in ephemeral fashion, and big famous God in the sky only paints with his big famous colors for a moment before his boredom sets in, and he washes the canvas blue until he feels like becoming an artist again. Is language but a means of avoiding silence and one's own solitude, or are we obligated as humans to use words in an attempt to articulate silence? The poetry lies not in the words, but in the silence between the words. Good waves at the bottom of Big Sur, I told him. My wise, shaggy-haired, Buddha-natured pops. And there are cheap cabin motels in the woods that we could rent for a couple nights. Son, yes, 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 let's go, let's go. Go and see and feel and witness the enormity of everything and the significance of everything. We give life meaning by living. We should get out there and just go. No use sitting around, he proclaimed in a vehement burst of zest and desire to experience all that is good and fine on this eternal rotating earth. A thought is a ripple on the vast ocean of consciousness. Most days, the monotony of society bores me to shit. Tomorrow I shall take off my jacket and dance. With the next 100,000 bombs and wars and years, the mountains and trees will sit in silence, primordial wisdom and patience, waiting for us to stop our fussing and wake up for sunrises again. I grew up barefoot on the shores, mind reflection of feet, balanced, uninhibited, free from constraint. Only as we grow up, we are told to leave behind our crystal island of the mind, slip into the slipstream of conformity. Shirts, shoes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?